a million times and more better than what I can describe. Now, the Bible in Revelation, the 20th chapter, 15th verse, will point out that hell is a lake of fire. It's a lake of fire. Now, you know, it may not be too bad in going there if it were just a cup full of fire. Or maybe a bucket full of fire. But in Revelation, it points out that hell is a lake of fire. And you think about the lakes that you are familiar with in your area. That's still a small lake. You think about some of the lakes. Think about Lake Michigan. And you picture Lake Michigan in around Chicago and Detroit. Think about all of that water representing gasoline. And then imagine in your mind somebody igniting a match and throwing it into that lake, and a huge black flame of fire balls up. Now that fire we're talking about is even hotter than that fire would be. I'm just scared of fire anyhow. Unless it's Holy Ghost fire. And then think about people being thrown into this lake of fire. Now also think about the fire never going out. And think about the people thrown into the fire never burning up. Continuing to burn. And then in Luke 16:23, it points out it's a place of torment where you're just tortured. Have you heard about how they tortured people sometime when you are a prisoner of war? Some of the POWs will tell you that the enemy will have some peculiar torturing. Hell is a place of torment. And then in Matthew, the 25th chapter, the 46th verse, it will point out that hell is a place of everlasting punishment. I've known them to be sent to prison for lifetime, to be punished lifetime, but they get there and stay a few years and they are paroled. So even when you are sent to prison for lifetime for punishment, you do have some hope. Because if your behavior is all right, you just might be paroled. Not only that, but just a few days ago, I read where a young man was sentenced to death.
Yes, sir.
Sent to the electric chair.
Yes, sir.
And the Supreme Court overruled the situation.
Right.
And he doesn't have to worry about it anymore.
Yes,
but a matter of fact, tonight, children, that the Supreme Court will not have anything to do with hell. The Bible plainly points out that hell is a place of everlasting punishment. Think about burning forever. Think about suffering forever. Think about crying sorrowful tears forever. You think about it. It's mighty scary tonight. Hell is a place of everlasting punishment. And I have a question to ask you tonight. What in hell do you want?
Come on, come on.
Maybe I better keep on talking about.